在过去有很长的一段时间，我爸爸妈妈跟我一起住。
Before, for a long period of time, my parents used to live with me.
我在台湾的哥哥也会常常打电话给爸爸妈妈。
And I have a brother in Taiwan, an older brother in Taiwan, who used to call my parents.
爸爸妈妈年纪大了啊，在谈话中啊，有时候就会讲啊，哪里怎样了，哪里不舒服等等。
And my parents were advanced in years, and in their conversations, my parents would often say, "This part of my body is uncomfortable, or this part of my body is not working as it used to."
那有一次，我哥哥就从台湾来看爸爸妈妈。
And then one day, my brother from Taiwan went to go see my parents.
在他行李里头拿出了一大包的药粉。
And in his luggage, he had a whole package of medicine.
是滚状的。
And it was a powdered medicine.
他说给我爸爸吃。
And then he said that this is for dad to eat.
这个早晚他有个小汤匙哈，早晚都三个汤匙。
It comes with a small spoon and it says every morning and every evening you need to eat 3 spoonfuls of this powder.
我就问我哥这到底是什么药。
And I asked my brother what kind of medicine is this?
他说这个教会有一个弟兄他是中医师相当有名。
And then he said that there is a brother in our church who specializes in homeopathic medicine, and he said that this is super effective.
那很多病人他给他把脉之后，就给他们这些药粉。
And then after a lot of these doctors, after taking their pulse, they would prescribe this medicine to their patients.
那我哥哥发现说，每一个患者都是同样这种药粉。
And then my brother said every time is the same medicine that he prescribes.
所以他就想说，那我爸爸其实也不用让他看了，就跟他讲一下我爸爸的症状就好了。
And then my brother was thinking that, we don't need to take our father there. Instead, I just talked to this brother about the symptoms.
果然不错，还是那一种药粉。
And then it just turns out that yes, it is the same medicine.
所以我听了就有点怕怕的。
So when I heard this, I was a little nervous or afraid.
那我爸爸也真的照我哥哥讲的，这个早晚都三小汤匙。
And then my father actually he very diligently took these 3 spoonfuls every morning and evening.
结果差不多一个礼拜后，我爸爸竟然说，有效。
And then after a week, my father was like, "Hey, I think it's working."
所以有些东西就是这样子哈，一种药可以好像治百病。
And then oftentimes it seems like there are these panaceas in the world, where one medicine can cure hundreds of diseases.
在圣经里头，有时候给我们一个处方，给我们一个 formula, 它也可以治百病。
And the same way, the Bible often has a panacea that can solve multiple problems.
所以像这种东西就只能够说对你很好啊，到底怎么好呢？这很难讲。
And then there are also things where we think that, this is very good for us. How is it good for us? We don't know.
因为它的功用太多了。
Because it can be used in all sorts of areas.
那我们来看圣经里头也有这么一帖药。
And then we see that there is particularly this type of medicine in the Bible.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节，然而敬虔加上知主的心，便是大利了。
Verse 6, of course there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment.
这里讲到这个敬虔敬拜神，再加上知足，这就是一个很大的利益，很大的获得。
And then here we see if we combine godliness with contentment, this is a this is very effective.
那到底是要得到什么？圣经没有讲。
Or this is a great gain. What exactly are we gaining? The Bible doesn't say.
那到底带给我们什么好处？圣经没有讲。
And what benefit does this give us? The Bible also does not say.
那我想就好像我说的那一帖药一样，它可以治百病。
And perhaps it's just like that medicine where it can cure hundreds of diseases.
在我们生活当中有各种不同的问题或者困难。
In our lives, there are all sorts of problems or difficulties.
解决的方法呢？这就是其中的一个 一个妙方，一个很好的方法。
And this is a miracle cure for many of those problems and difficulties.
如果敬虔再加上知足，很多的问题就不再是问题。
Because if we can truly obtain godliness combined with contentment, a lot of the problems we think we have will no longer be problems.
那如果你愿意的话，你也可以仔细去查考一下，到底敬虔加上知足带来什么，可以带给我们什么，或者带给我们什么好处。
And if we want, we can study the combination between godliness and contentment. What kind of gain can we have, or what kind of benefits will there be?
那我们就专注在这个敬虔加上知足。
So we'll focus on the godliness combined with contentment today.
那这是神要他的儿女去学会的一个很重要的事情。
And this is something that God wants His children to learn.
就是我们相信，在我们需要的时候，神会供应我们。
That we have to believe, and in our times of need, God will give us what we need.
说起来很简单但是呢，是要经过学习才能够拥有。
And this is perhaps something easy to say, but to actually have and obtain, it takes time.
就好像保罗，他就说我已经学会了。
And just like how Paul said that he has already learned.
那到底保罗他是怎么学会的？
And how was Paul able to learn this?
在他的经历里头，他发现这样一个事实。
That in his experience, he found that there is this one truth.
他既然发现这个事实，所以他也相信这个事实。
And because he has found this truth, he also believes in the truth.
就是他的一生是在神的这个掌管之下。
And as that his life is in the hands of God.
我们请看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章第七节。
Chapter 12 verse 7.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上。就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
Verse 7, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations, therefore to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated.
在这里保罗说到他身上有一根刺。
Here it talks about a thorn in Paul's flesh.
那他怎么来对待这一根刺呢？
And what is his view on this thorn?
当人自己没有办法解决的时候，人当然就是找神。
And oftentimes when we come to a dead end, that's the time we search for God.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
保罗说，我为这个事情，我三次求过主，叫这个刺离开我。
Verse 8, three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me.
保罗曾经为很多的人来祷告，甚至按手。
And Paul, he always prays for a number of people and lays hands on them.
那神也都垂听了他的祷告。
And God always listens to Paul's prayers.
神也跟保罗同工借着保罗的手行出了很多的事情。
And Paul, and God also abides with Paul, and through Paul's hands, a lot of work was accomplished.
那现在保罗是为自己来向神祈求。
And now here Paul is praying for himself to God.
求神说叫这个刺离开我。
Asking for this thorn to be taken away.
那既然保罗为别人祷告神听，那现在保罗为自己祷告神应该也会听。
And we would think that if Paul prays for other people, God would listen to him. If he prays for himself, of course God would listen to him as well.
果然不错，神听了保罗的祷告。
And of course it is true, God did listen or hear Paul.
通常我们觉得说神听了我的祷告了，意思就是说神成全了我的愿望。
And oftentimes when we say that Paul hears us, when God hears us or God listens to us, we think that God is going to fulfill what we want God to do.
但是我们也必须发现，神听了我们的祷告，但是不一定照我们所求的。
And oftentimes we have to realize that even though God hears what we're praying, it does not mean that.He will fulfill the things that we want or the way we want it to be fulfilled.
那保罗这次的遭遇就是这样子。
And this is Paul's experience this time.
保罗求神说叫这个刺离开我。
Paul prayed for this thorn to be taken away.
那神说我听见了，但是你的刺还留在你身上。
But God's response to him was that I hear you, but your thorn will remain.
那神怎么回答？
And what was God's response?
第九节，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的。 啊，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。啊，念上半句就好。
Verse 9, the first half, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness.
啊，当然神不像我这么粗鲁说，我听了你的祷告，你的刺还在。
Of course, God was not as harsh by saying, I hear your prayer, but I'm going to leave the thorn right there.
哦，那这个神说的话让人啊比较能够得安慰。
But rather, God's words are actually comforting.
哦，那当然也有只有神才能够说出这样的一个啊应许跟安慰。
And only God can say something with this promise with comfort.
哦，他说神说我的恩典够你用。
God said, my grace is sufficient for you.
哦，那我的能力会在你的软弱上显得完全。
And that God's power will be made perfect in Paul's weakness.
哦，所以神的意思就是说，你的软弱还是存在，你的刺还是存在。
And Paul was, or God was actually saying, your weakness will remain there, the thorn will remain there.
哦，那神没有让刺离开，那为什么会是完全呢？
So if God did not take the thorn away, how can we say this is perfect?
哦，原来这个对保罗有更大的好处。
But we know that this is a that there's something that can provide Paul even more benefit.
哦，那这就是第七节保罗他所明白的。
And that was in verse 7 what Paul understood.
哦，因为这根刺在他身上，所以他才能够胜过人性的软弱、骄傲。
And that's because of this thorn that he is able to overcome the weaknesses of the flesh or the pride or his own pride.
哦，所以保罗知道不是神没有能力拿掉那一个刺。
So Paul understood that it's not that God did not have the power to take this thorn away.
哦，神虽然刺还在，但是神仍然掌控一切。
That even though the thorn is there, God is still in control of all things.
哦，神仍然是爱保罗的，保护保罗的。
That even though God is there to love Paul and to protect Paul.
好，我们再请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
第八节，不但如此，我已将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Verse 8, more than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
这个啊，保罗这一个人，他是一个啊。一个很上进啊，很有目标的人。
And 上进
啊，追求进步。
Paul is someone that continually pursues being better, and also has continually following his goals.
那他也真的啊，应该是比别人还聪明，还有啊。这个比别人聪明。
And he probably has above average intelligence.
哦，所以很快的，他在同年纪的人当中，啊，他就是数一数二的。
And that's why among his peers, he is always number one or two.
那他好像得着他认为有价值的。
And he thinks that he has received a great value in his life.
哦，他也以为他得着了。
And he also believes that he has truly received it.
哦，当主耶稣被他遇见了。
That, but when Lord Jesus appeared to him,
哦，他才发现说，啊，他最应该得着的是来得着主耶稣基督。
He realized the thing that he should pursue after the most is Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这个追求的过程当中
，and among his pursuit,
哦，他又发现了，啊，原来主耶稣要他，啊，学习什么
？He also learned what Lord Jesus wants him to learn.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
11节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况，我都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
And verse 11, not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have.
如果我们像保罗这样子，真的在追求得着基督。
That if we are like Paul and we truly seek after and pursue after Christ,
哦，那我们应该也会渐渐的，啊，会学会了知足这个项目。
Then like Paul, we should also learn to be content.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Verse 12. I know that. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any circumstance, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, have plenty of being in need.
哦，那到底这个知足，敬虔加上知足，会让我们得着什么？
So what is the gain that contentment and godliness will bring us?
哦，虽然我不打算讨论这个，但是这个经节却已经把答案告诉我们。
And even though I said that we would not discuss it, but this verse seems to tell us the answer.
哦，就是在你可以面对任何的环境，任何的遭遇。
And it means that we can be very adaptable to any environment.
哦，因为我们人一定没有办法离开这个大环境。
Because no matter what, we are placed in a certain environment.
哦，这个环境可以让我们成功，这个环境也会让我们失败。
This environment will allow us to find success, and it'll also allow us to fail.
哦，那问题是你怎么去面对环境？
So the question is, how do we face our environment today?
哦，没有人希望是被环境影响打倒而成为一个失败者。
Of course, no one wants to have be to be defeated by an environment.
哦，那你就必须要学会来面对着那个会让你失败倒下去的那一种环境。
So therefore, we have to learn how to confront those things that can cause us to be defeated.
那因为保罗学会了知足。
But because Paul learned how to be content.
哦，所以虽然遇到那种会失败、会打倒他的环境。他没有失败，他没有倒下去。
So therefore, when he was placed in an environment that was about to defeat or to break him, he was able to overcome.
我们没有办法保证我们的环境永远是对我们有帮、有利、有益处的。
That we cannot control that our environment will always be beneficial and always promote us.
所以我们一定要学会这个知足。
So therefore, we have to learn how to be content.
十三节。保罗说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。”
Verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
再请看第十九节。
And also skip to verse 19.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Verse 19, and my God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
那这个保罗也来祝福弟兄姐妹。
And here Paul is also blessing the brothers and sisters.
说让你们一切所需用的都能够充足。
Meaning, he says that may God satisfy them with every need of theirs.
所以在保罗的人生的经历里头，他学会了知足这件很重要的项目。
And Paul's experiences, he learned how to be content.
所以我们要跟保罗一样，对准那个目标，我们也要得着基督。
So just like Paul, we also have to face toward our goal and to grab hold of Christ.
那在这个过程当中，我们要体会这个保罗他真的明白了，这位神他是掌控一切的。
And through this process, Paul was able to understand that this God that he believes in is in control of all things.
那这个是我们要去学习的目标。
And this is the goal that we also have to strive toward.
那这是我们要去明白的。
And this is also something that we have to understand.
但是我们再回到，那为什么我们知道知足很宝贵，但是我们不容易拥有。
And so we have to ask ourselves, if we know that contentment is so precious, why is it so fleeting?
是的，好像我们在追求拥有主耶稣。
Because it is true that we are all pursuing after God, after Jesus.
但是主耶稣是我们肉眼所看不见的。
But yet Jesus is something that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
我们还是用肉眼看到我们的周遭的环境跟人。
What we see with our physical eyes is our environment, the people around us.
所以我们其实是很容易去比较容易去注意到别人拥有什么。
So it's very easy for us to use our physical eyes to see what others have.
当我们专注于别人拥有什么的时候，我们就不容易有这个知足的心。
That when we only focus on what other people have, it is very hard for us to have a heart of contentment.
但是这个是没有办法禁止的，除非我们眼睛瞎了。
And this is something that we cannot prevent, unless we lose our eyesight.
眼睛瞎了，我们还有耳朵可以听。
But even if we lose our eyesight, we still hear with our ears.
所以这个是 存在的事实。
And this is a reality that we that exists.
我们所需要、所可以努力的，就是也努力的去专注于神。
What we can strive after is to strive after focusing on God.
当我们只是专注别人拥有什么。
Because if we only focus on what other people have,
那我们也就会去看我们自己，那我拥有什么。
Then we also focus on what we have.
我们一方面是要努力去拥有主耶稣基督。
Because on one hand, we want to have or to have the fullness of Jesus.
但是我们也不要忘了，主耶稣基督已经拥有我们。
But we also have to remember that Lord Jesus already has us as well.
主耶稣有拣选我们，拥有我们，我们是属于他。
That Lord Jesus has chosen us so that we belong to Him.
那神应许他要赏赐给我们所需用的。
And God has promised that He'll give us what we need.
那照保罗在腓立比书四章十九节所说的，而且是充足。
And not only that, but and just like Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, Paul says that He'll satisfy every need, fully satisfy every need.
那我们觉得这样子吗？
But do we feel this way?
我所需要的都充足吗？
That is our every need set, fully satisfied?
我想我们应该是很容易的就有一个问号。
I believe all of us have very easily have a question.
其实因为我们的认知里头常常是我想要的。
Because oftentimes our thoughts are constantly filled with the things we want.
我所想要的并还没有，也不充足。
Especially the things that we want and do not yet have.
那所以这个就是常常是我们问题的所在。
And this is often the cause of our questions.
这就是为什么我们会发现我们自己或别人花很多时间在不喜欢的工作上面。
And this is why we spend so much time, we or other people spend so much time working in a job we might not want to do.
或者花很多时间在自己并不喜欢的事业。
Or to, we find ourselves in a career that we do not wish to be in.
不喜欢，但是为什么又一直投入？
That even though we don't like it, but yet we continually invest so much in it.
因为表面上来看，好像能够得到更多。
Because on the outside, it seems like we can, through this, we can obtain more.
那为什么需要有这一些拥有？
And why do we need to have all these things?
因为我们不是专注在神，我们专注在别人。
Because our sight is focused on others.
我们是不是这样子？别人有什么，那我也应该有什么。
Because we think that, oh, other people have this, therefore I should have that as well.
那所以我们才会花那么多时间在我们并不喜欢的工作或者事业。
And that's why we spend so much time at a career we do not like.
因为还没有学会这个知足，所以呢，有很多人是赚了很多不需要用的钱。
And because we do not learn contentment, we also tend to make more money than we actually need.
到处都是有，只有我没钱而已，有钱的人多的是。
And only I have not enough money, but there are plenty of people with more money than they actually need.
那钱都是在许许多多的账户里头。
And that they keep their money in many accounts.
其实也用不到。
But yet they are unable to spend it all.
我们有时候也买了很多我们用不到的东西。
And in the same way, sometimes we spend a lot of money on things that we do not use.
真的，有时候我们会看到一些被丢掉或者是在这个什么 Goodwill 或者什么 Salvation Army 里头，东西是全新的。
And oftentimes, if we go to a Goodwill or a Salvation Army, we see that there are actually things that are brand new.
所以人用钱买了很多不需要用的东西。
So often, a lot of people spend money on things that they do not use.
这个有时候想起来真的是很伤心、很悲哀的一件事情。
This is something that's very regrettable.
所以真的这个知足很重要，但是不一定拥有这个项目。
So even though contentment is very important, but does not mean that is attainable by everyone.
所以保罗说这个是用学习的，学会了。
That's why Paul said that this is something that that can be learned or trained.
哦，那怎么学会的？
And how do we learn this?
哦，努力的要拥有主耶稣基督。
That we have to strive to have Lord Jesus.
哦，在这个追求主耶稣的过程里头的一个很重要的副产品就是知足。
That in our pursuit after Lord Jesus, one of the greatest values is contentment.
有时候我们花了很多时间精神，为了给不认识的人留下深刻的印象。
And oftentimes we spend a lot of effort to make an impression in people we do not know.
尤其姐妹弟兄也常常是这样，参加一个一个集会啊，或者甚至认为重要的场合啊，一定要花一些时间把自己打扮一下。
Maybe this applies more to sisters and brothers as well. That when attending an event, oftentimes we spend a lot of time dressing us up or putting makeup on.
当然需要的，这是一种礼貌。
Of course, this is a sign of politeness.
其实也有很多时候是过分了。花太多时间。
But sometimes we also spend a little too much time.
那你花的时间、花的精神，当然会引起人的注意。
And of course, when we do spend this time, we do spend this effort, more people will notice us.
在那种场合里头，很多的人其实有几个我们认识的。
And often at these events, we might not know many people. There might be only a few that we actually know and recognize.
我们努力的在给那些不认识的人留下一些印象就在那个刹那，过去的人家可能也都忘了。
And so we're doing all this, we're spending all this time and effort to make an impression to a lot of people at a certain event, where most people after the event will not remember.
那这个问题其实跟这个知足是有关系的。
And this is connected to contentment.
那婚姻也是现在社会的一个话题
and, marriage
一个问题
marriage is also a topic of discussion in our society
那这个要拥有美满的婚姻其实跟知足也有关系
and to have a good marriage is also very relatable, or is relatable to contentment
这个有人憧憬着拥有更多对婚姻也有保障。
Some people might think that the more things that we have will secure or will better secure our marriage.
其实婚姻真正的保障跟满足是在于我拥有我的配偶。
And but rather the security of our marriage is related to all that we have, all that we need is our spouse.
那个真正让真正那种很恩爱的夫妻常常是并不是拥有很多。
That oftentimes the couples that are very loving toward one another, they do not have much.
他们在他们小小的房子里头，真正所充满的不会超过两个人彼此之间的爱。
And that that even if they have a small house, their material possessions will not be surpassed by the love they have for one another.
这个才是真正的价值跟宝贵。
And this is the true value
and
preciousness.
所以我们需要衡量一下，我这个人，我知足吗？
So we have to measure ourselves. Are we content?
我学会了吗？
Have we learned contentment?
那怎么来衡量？
And how do we measure ourselves?
那从圣经里头，我们看到一个很简单的方法。
From the Bible, we can see a very easy way.
在我们的生活当中，这个抱怨有多少？
And that, how much, and we can see this in by how much do we complain in our daily lives.
我们或许说，有时候我会抱怨一下配偶。
Sometimes we might complain about our spouse.
有时候抱怨一下儿女。
Sometimes we complain about our kids.
儿女说，有时候我会抱怨一下父母亲。
Sometimes our kids will complain about their parents.
那我们知道吗？其实我们对人的抱怨背后常常是对神的抱怨。
But do we realize that oftentimes our complaining to others can be as if a complaint to God about God, complaint about God.
就好像摩西对百姓说，你们不是在抱怨我，你们是 你们是在抱怨神。
And just like Moses, how he said to the people that they are not complaining about Moses, they are complaining about God.
哦，从人来看，百姓有了困难，有了事情，就是来找摩西。
And if you remember, all the people when they have difficulties, they all ran to Moses.
哦，这些百姓有了困难，啊，就是来攻击摩西。
And whenever the people came across difficulties, they would begin to attack Moses.
哦，所以我们说，其实这些百姓，他们是。没有知足的百姓。
And we can see that the people at that time were not content.
哦，所以在生活当中有越多的这种抱怨，就显示出我们的生活缺少知足。
So oftentimes, the more we complain, it's a sign that we are lacking contentment.
哦，那这种抱怨直接间接的在质疑神的美好。
And this contentment often is an attack on the goodness of God.
我们请看一下希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：“我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”
Verse 5.Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with whatever you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
这句话是从旧约引用出来的。
And this is a verse from the Old Testament.
那意思就是说，无论是在旧约，无论是在新约，无论包括现在，神是不会撇下我们的。
Meaning that whether it is in the Old Testament or the New Testament or even today,It means that God will never leave us or forsake us.
哦，所以怎样去学会知足？
So how do we learn how to be content?
哦，首先目标放在我们要追求拥有基督。
And the first is to put our goal on Lord Jesus.
哦，那在迈向这个目标的过程里头，要常常去反省我们有没有，我们生活当中有没有这种抱怨埋怨。
And on our journey to obtain Jesus, we have to reflect whether we are complaining or not.
那埋怨越少，那我们就越会懂得知足。
And the less we complain, the more we can learn how to be content.
最后才能够像保罗，他无论在任何的情况之下，他都能够面对，也就是说，他学会了知足。
And this is the same with Paul, that when Paul is placed in any circumstance or environment, he knows how to confront it, therefore he has learned contentment.
So, 保罗他不是凡事顺利。
So even though Paul did not live a very prosperous life,
他也不是总是非常的辛苦。
And also is not as Paul lived a continually difficult life.
但是他很清楚地知道这位神随时随地都在关心着他。
But he understood that God, no matter where or when, is always caring about him.
我们常常会发现，我们常常会问，我怎么会遇到这个事情？
And we often ask the question, why did this happen to me?
为什么？
Why?
为什么在这个时候？
Why now?
那其实我们要去真的要去晓得的是这是不是神给我的？
What we have to try to understand is this something that God wants us to go through?
不是为什么，而是这是不是神要我在这个位置？
It's not a question of why, but rather a question of is this where God wants me to be?
如果弄清楚了，这是神要给我的环境处境。
That if we are clear that this is a place where God wants us to be.
那这就是一个对的地方。
And this is the right place.
那就不用去埋怨。
And we don't have to complain.
就不用去怀疑。
And we don't have to doubt.
我们看到很多古圣徒，他们就是弄清楚了这一点。
And we see that a lot of the ancient saints, they are very clear on that matter.
这就是为什么约瑟他没有埋怨。
This is why Joseph did not complain.
因为他认清楚了，这是神给我的处境。
Because it was very clear to Joseph that that's where God wanted him to be.
所以他知道这就是一个对的位置。
And he knows that place is right.
纵然我现在还看不出来对在哪里。
Even though at that time he cannot see what anything right about that place.
但是他相信以后我一定知道。
But he believes that in the end he will know and understand.
所以约瑟他后来他真的就看清，他就 就知道了啊，为什么他要被他会被卖。
And we see that later on in Joseph's life, he understood why he was sold to slavery.
哦，他就明白了为什么他会被女主人来陷害他。
And he also understood why he was framed by Potiphar's wife.
哦，他就明白了为什么他明明做了一件好事，这个酒政。为什么故意把他忘记？
That he understood that even though he helped this the cupbearer, but yet the cupbearer forgot about him.
在还没有这样回头看的时候，在当时都好像是一个不对的位置。
That if at any point in time during these things happen, is as if it was very easy for him to think that he was not supposed to be there.
从人来看，他的遭遇跟他的梦是好像没有关系的。
And if we compare the dreams that he had when he was when he was young to what he had to go through, they're very vastly different.
哦，那在这种情况之下，人是很容易会埋怨的。
And under those circumstances, very easy for anyone to complain.
啊，尤其当我们还学不会知足的时候。
Especially if we have not learned how to be content. 啊，
那约瑟他没有埋怨。
But we see Joseph did not complain.
虽然圣经没有说约瑟是一个知足的人。
Even though the Bible didn't specifically say that Joseph was a content person.
但是我们从埋怨这件事情，我们就可以判断出约瑟是一个知足的人。
But from this, the point of view of complaining, we see how Joseph had contentment.
但是人常常不会去想，不会去仔细想说，这就是神给我的位置。
But as people, we often do not think that whether or not this is the place where God wants us to be.
所以我们反而认为说这是一个不对的位置。
But rather, we automatically will think that this place or these things that are happening to me are wrong.
所以我不但要埋怨，而且我要为自己去争取。
So not only will I complain, but I'll try to fight my way out of it.
结果就会产生了一些不必要的不幸。甚至悲剧。
And oftentimes this will lead to unintended consequences or tragedy.
比如说大卫的那个儿子亚撒龙就是这样子。
Just like David's son Absalom.
他觉得说他所处的位置是不对的。
He believed that the place where he was in was not right.
因为好像他的父亲对他很冷落。
Is as he thought that his father was very cold to him.
父亲对我冷落，但是我靠我的努力来得到百姓的喜爱。
That even though my father is cold to me, but I have the praise of all the people.
当然，这本来也不是一件什么坏事。
Now, of course, the praise of people is not necessarily something wrong.
做一个能够得到人喜欢、人在得到人欢迎的，这不是坏事。
To be welcomed by the people, to be praised by the people is not a bad thing, necessarily.
那这个跟我们早上所讲的有关系。你在做这个事情的动机是不是圣洁单纯的？
And this brings us to this morning's topic of the things that we're doing, is it pure and holy?
那亚撒龙在做这件事情，他不是有那种圣洁跟单纯的心。
But when Absalom was doing, it was not holy nor was it pure.
他甚至是有野心，想要夺取他父亲的王位。
Rather, his heart was corrupt and he wanted to overtake his father's throne.
所以他所做的事情就越来越邪恶。
So you see the things, he continually walked down the wrong path.
埋怨爸爸对他的冷落。
He complained about his father's love to him.
那这个，在这种这种埋怨就显示出他的不知足。
And through this complaining, we see his discontentment.
那这种不知足就带给他越走向错误的道路。
And his discontentment continually led him to the wrong path.
那我们也知道最后他的下场是一个悲剧。
And we see how his ending is a tragedy.
那所以真的，我们一定要努力的去拥有这个知足。
So that's why we have to try very hard to obtain contentment.
才不会因为眼前所遭遇的让我们成为一个很叛逆甚至是很苦读的人。
And this will help us avoid to lead to avoid tragedies in our life.
所以神要我们学会知足。
So God wants us to learn about contentment.
我们最后看马太福音第六章。
Let's lastly look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse
33. 三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
33. But strive first for his king, for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
哦，这也是我们很熟悉的，要求神的国、神的义。
This is a verse that we all are very familiar with.
哦，那真的能够实践出来，必须要有，必须我们要。能够知足。
But for us to display this verse out in our lives, we have to first learn contentment.
那知足了，去追求神的国、神的义。
That when we are content and we pursue after the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
下半句话，主耶稣说这些东西都要加给你们了。
The last half of the verse it says all these things will be given to us.
所以我们求神帮助我们让我们能够拥有知足。
So we ask God to help us so that we can all be content.
所以我们继续的来追求拥有主耶稣。
And let us all continue to pursue after having Lord Jesus.
我们常常想想看，在生活当中，我有多少的这种不满跟抱怨。
Let's think in our lives, are we currently complaining or dissatisfied with things in our life?
那反省之后，我们就知道还有，那表示我们还没有学会。
And if we see these things in our lives, that means that we have not yet learned contentment.
这个知足绝对不是自然拥有的，要像保罗他们这样子努力的去学会的。
It's not natural for us to have contentment naturally, but it's something that needs to be to strive for. It's something we need to strive for.
那既然那么重要，所以神他一定会安排我们帮助我们去。去学会这个知足。
And because this is so important, Lord Jesus will continually help us to learn contentment.
我们一起唱诗390首。
Let's sing hymn 390.